Activists are pointing to police departments as structurally racist institutions and calling for them to be dismantled. Now the national spotlight is on Camden, New Jersey. Years before the recent uprisings, the city dissolved its police department and replaced it with a countywide force. Recently, police marched side by side with residents to protest the killing of George Floyd. In fact, Camden Police Chief Joe Wysock was front and center. He had his fists clenched and he carried a sign that read, "Standing in Solidarity." So is Camden really a model for better policing? And is that why a city that used to be called dangerous had peaceful protests? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. Phaedra Trethin covers Camden for the Courier Post. Were you surprised that Saturday's protest was so peaceful?
I really was not. I think that the people of Camden want the same things people want anywhere else. They want a safe place to live. They want a clean place to live. They want a place where they can raise their families. I think they just wanted to express their outrage over what happened to Mr. Floyd and try to come together peacefully and say that they don't want this to happen in their city. It started with a young woman named Yolanda Deaver. She owns a hair salon in the city and a beauty supply store. When she talked to me about it, she said hearing Mr. Floyd call out for his mother really hit her emotionally. She has already lost one child. A son died of leukemia. Oh. So she's known that pain.
Yeah.
And her thoughts turned not only to that devastating loss, but also, you know, the future that her other sons might have. And she posted something on Facebook about wanting to start a march from her salon. And when she posted that on Facebook, some other folks reached out to her and said that they wanted to participate. And it kind of grew from there. It started on Mount Ephraim Avenue, and they marched to Camden County Police Headquarters on Federal Street. And they had a rally there where the police officers spoke, elected officials spoke, but so did members of the community, so did activists who want to see continued reforms within the police department.
As law enforcement as a whole, we have to be better. This cannot occur in the United States of America.
I want to say that first we're asking an immediate end to police brutality and mob attacks, not only against black people, but against all people.
In the city of Camden, this department, along with the clergy, are working together. And so because of that, we stand in solidarity. We don't have to go and resort to insurrections and riots and retaliation.
And do you think that the reason why the protest was so peaceful was because the cops joined in?
I don't think that the cops were the only reason that the protest was peaceful. I think that the protest was peaceful partly because of the police officers' participation, but also because of the members of the community who organized it. You know, one of the first people who reached out to Ms. Deaver was Tawanda Green Jones.
I just love the city of Camden.
Who runs Camden Sophisticated Sisters, which is a very well-respected, very well-regarded nonprofit in the city that is it's like a dance and drum team. And beyond just having young people participate in dance and drum lines, she also has academic requirements and community service requirements. So she asks more of her young people than just that they show up. She wants them to show up, but she wants them to be good citizens. And I think that that mentality permeated throughout.
If the cops chose not to be there, then I really do believe that it still would have been a peaceful march. There were a lot of elders that were out there. We had a meeting beforehand with some of the young people who were pretty riled up. And we just wanted to assure them that you're going to get your message across, you know, but this needs to be peaceful. We're not going to tear up our city.
I think that there were a lot of people, a lot of community leaders who came together and said, we want this to have a certain character. We want this to be peaceful. And they were listened to.
You know, Camden has always been and a negative light for many years. You know, there's been articles of the most dangerous cities, and now I feel like the narrative has changed.
A lot of the crime is down in Camden, and there's been a lot of economic development in the city of Camden. Camden is also a majority minority city. It is 42% African American. It's a city that is changing. It's a young city. It demographically figures very young.
You know, let Camden be the model of what a peaceful protest is supposed to look like. We still can all come together, you know, for a cause and get our message out.
We'll be right back.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. Phaedra Trethin reported on the peaceful protests in Camden, New Jersey for the Courier Post. Police officers joined in the protest, a visible sign of their efforts to improve their relationships with the community. The city dissolved its police department about 7 years ago and replaced it with a county force. The reasons why that happened are pretty different from why activists are now calling for similar moves in departments across the country.
Camden has struggled with violence. A lot of that is a byproduct of social issues like poverty and blight and the drug trade, which was vibrant for many years in Camden and thriving and out in the open for many years in Camden.
Wasn't there, because I know when I got to the East Coast in the mid-90s, I think Milton Milan was mayor and he went to jail. They were talking about how a couple of other mayors before him went to jail. Wasn't the leadership just corrupt then?
Camden has had some real leadership challenges. They have had mayors who have been indicted and have gone to jail. They had a state senator who represented the city who went to jail. And there was a long history of corruption and governmental dysfunction in the city. The state took over the city and still to this day continues to oversee its finances. So, you know, there has been a bit of a leadership vacuum in Camden for many years. Dana Redd took office in 2010. And, you know, when you talk to her, one of the things that she says her biggest priority was just to get its fiscal house in order because it was such a mess. And that was part of what led to the budget crisis that led to police layoffs.
Well, yeah, I was wondering about that. You know, a lot of people now are lifting Camden, the police department, up as a model. But tell me what actually led the city to dissolve the department in 2013 and replace it. Why did that happen?
The simple answer is that it was a budget crunch. Camden had a severe budget deficit and was not getting the state aid that it thought it was going to get. And in 2011, they were forced to lay off hundreds of city employees. In 2011, they laid off 163 police officers, which was almost half of the police force. The following year, that led to a spike in homicides. The city had an all-time record of 67 homicides, which was just a horrific year. And in 2013, they formed a Camden County Police Department, which was county run rather than something that was based in the city. And they were able to get rid of a lot of officers and then rehire what they thought was the best of the best, the ones that they wanted to retain, and also recruit from a much wider pool of applicants to get the police department back up to its former staffing level.
So what you're saying, Phaedra, is that this wasn't done by design. This was done by necessity.
It was done by necessity. You know, Camden ended up in 2011 with 204 police officers, which was its smallest since 1949. And, you know, this was in a city that was still grappling with crime and blight and a thriving drug trade and violence. And, you know, it took, in 2013, they reformed, and Scott Thompson, who had been the chief of the city-run police department, became the chief of the county police department.
We changed the entire structure of the organization. We changed the entire reward system within the organization.
And he was able to implement changes, including more training for de-escalation techniques, a greater reliance on technology, cameras, what are called shot spotters, which detect gunfire in the city so that officers can react more quickly to it, a greater emphasis on community policing, that sort of thing.
And we put them out there on street corners and said, we don't want you to lock anybody up. We don't want you to write any tickets. We want you to be out here and talk to the people. Let them get to know you and you get to know them.
So what does Camden's community policing look like?
Camden has a real emphasis within their police department on community policing. They've really worked hard since they formed as a county police department to engage with the community. They do things like bring ice cream trucks into the neighborhoods. They throw barbecues. Pre-pandemic, they would host outdoor movie nights in some of the parks. They've also gone to great lengths to train their officers in de-escalation techniques. So there's been a real emphasis on trying to train officers to deal with people who are perhaps mentally ill, developmentally disabled, people struggling with addiction, people struggling with homelessness. And they've also worked with some of the nonprofits throughout the city, including Joseph's House, which is a homeless shelter, so that when officers do encounter people who are struggling with addiction, are mentally ill, are chronically homeless, they can help get those people services or get them assistance rather than just throw some cuffs on them and stick them in a tank overnight.
So how has it worked? Has it worked?
I don't believe that Camden is nearly as violent as it used to be, and there's data that bears that out. In 2019, violent and nonviolent crimes declined overall. When I speak with people in the city, when I speak with residents, they do overwhelmingly tell me that they feel safer, that the city is better, the city is getting better in terms of public safety.
What I do agree with is the community policing, because you can only do your job effectively when you know who's who and you're walking the beat and you understand what community actually is and what it looks like, you know, and we can only stop this nonsense if we work together.
There are still pockets of drug use. There are pockets of crime. There are neighborhoods that are still challenged. One of the big concerns that I hear from residents is about outsiders who come into the city and use drugs and buy drugs. And I think that they don't like having that presence in their neighborhoods. So they wish that the police would do more about that. There are also a lot of complaints about homeless people in the neighborhoods. But, you know, those are also social problems. Those are social problems that I'm not sure police are equipped to handle or really should handle.
I am seeing a change, you know, but there's more that needs to be done.
So, Phaedra, in the light of the George Floyd killing, a lot of activists have been calling for a defunding of the police department. And, you know, even though it wasn't intentional, Camden basically dismantled its entire department and rebuilt it from scratch. Is it possible that other departments in other cities can do the same with the kind of results that Camden ultimately got?
I'm not sure. Camden was a very unique situation. It disbanded its police department out of necessity, out of a financial crisis. And it did so with a lot of residents complaining that they were disenfranchised by the process, that there was not a public vote. This was never a referendum. This was never on the ballot. There also were a lot of growing pains. This was not an easy process. And in the midst of it, the city saw a spike in crime and in homicides. And 67 homicides in a city of about 70,000 people is really a devastating number. One of the things that I've heard from Scott Thompson and from his successor, Joe Wysocki, and from the police officers that I've talked to who walk the streets is we can't be an occupying force. We can't arrest our way out of these problems. And I think that a mentality goes through most of the department. They understand that They are not there to arrest everyone, that they need to be a part of the community.
We were able to create an organization wherein the identity of the officer was that of a guardian and not a warrior.
And I think that those are some of the lessons that could be taken from all of this.
Well, Phaedra, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Oh, thank you very much, Annette.
Phaedra Trethin is a reporter for the Courier Post. Thanks to them and to All Things Considered for the use of some of their audio in this episode. The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Benyakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. Hit me up on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. Be safe and well, and we'll see you Monday.